Skype of Cthulhu presents Blackwater Creek by Scott Dorwart. A Call of Cthulhu 7th edition scenario. Featuring Darren as veteran private eye Jack Coway. John as business magnate Benjamin Wallace, also known as Kanka Wampe, the White Raven. Mark as Olympic swim team hopeful and Miskatonic University student Harriet Flaume. Magnus as Miskatonic University archaeology wunderkind Errol Stevens. Rich as brilliant field anthropologist Dr. Elise Haverson. And Shannon as expedition troubleshooter Del Werfel. Your keeper of arcane lore is Corey.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Greetings.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Hello.
How's everybody doing this week?
Pretty excellent.
Good. I guess we'll start with a little review here. All right. Would anybody like to put in their thoughts of what happened last session?
That's an excellent question.
I remember very distinctly how we ended it.
Okay. No, that's cool. I can read off a little review here, if you'd like, to whet your appetites here. Okay, basically, you went out, you met John Merritt. He is the veterinarian who had been seeing some very strange things around the Blackwater Creek area. Basically, animals were coming out moldy at birth and dead and deformed. And it seemed like the animals are actually sometimes seem to be intelligent and conniving and planning and plotting. It seemed very strange to him. You guys took a look, brought him over to the camp with you. You took a look at the creek pretty much and found that it has been dammed up and it is swollen and looks like it's being used to feed the fields of the Carmody folks. The corn is growing very high and seems to has that characteristic smell that you've been seeing, the sickly sweet rotting smell. And has a multicolored film on it. You also looked at the water sample that you had, and you looked at the little flecks under a microscope, and you don't know what it is, but they seem to be little organisms that are just jetting around in the water on their own volition. Also, Errol took a look at the grass and saw that it is unnaturally growing larger and producing a mucus-like substance, which is not natural. And so lots of strangeness is going on near things growing at the creek. Yeah, the emissary is sent out to the Carmody's, did not return. Jed is currently missing, and he has not come back. You checked with Baxter and the folks there, and they have not seen him since he has left. Merritt asks you if you could help him out with Widow Hawkins. She's disappeared and doesn't seem to be a whole lot of investigation going on that. She's a good God-fearing woman, and he definitely would like to try to find out what happened to her. You had a couple other ideas. Let's see, the water source, where it's actually coming from, water samples, purifying tainted water. And Kanka Wampe has informed you that he has some business in the woods that he'd like to check out. He was going to check that day, but it was getting dark, so you guys went to the Jarvis instead. Let's see, also, Del and Elise, once they got there, they saw that with John Merritt, of course, who has been checking on the animals while you have been talking to people. He, once he showed up, you see that there's a dead pig, a big sow on one of the fires, and or sorry, on the bonfire that they have set up there, and they are trying to destroy it, and it looks like it has been affected by this weird disease with the blackened pustules and that sort of thing. Okay, and I think at that's where Elise had read the two documents on the way over, and so you have those out there. Let's see.
We also found the letter in the room.
Oh yes, that was the other one. I was like, there's another document. What was it? Yes, so he found the incomplete letter to Dr. McTavish from Rhodes, which was crumpled up and sitting in the guest room of the Jarvie House. And Del had an excellent encounter with Kankan Wampe and his dramatic thoughts what's going on. Yes, it was great. I really appreciated that. So, but there you go. So you are now sitting in the Jarvie's living room. Dinner is about ready. It's probably going to be another 20 minutes or so. And, that's where we'll start things. After a kind of a tense moment with Del challenging Kankan Wampe as to what's going on here. The White Raven.
As Del Werfel sits speaking with his fellow investigators, his soul is stirred in an onrush of primal energy. His heart pounds vigorously within his chest, each heartbeat sending powerful gushes of his superior lifeblood to his brain and extremities, confirming his instinctual truth that he is the alpha male in this sad pack. His brain feels a primal exultation that pumps from his heart to his arms and legs, pulsing with raw, unreleased power. The rush heightens to an ecstasy in life, and he yearns to test his honed skills against any challenger. He feels the need to battle, conquer, and rend in his fundamental preeminence. His mind sings in these indisputable truths as he savors the feelings of power and use surging through his tensed frame.
I think I stormed out and just went to my room because I wasn't hungry after that, from what I recall.
Okay. That, sure.
As an FBI.
Yeah, no problem. So Del has gotten frustrated and left the room and run upstairs to the guest room.
White Raven shrugs his shoulders and kind of accuses him of being dramatic and is, I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah.
So I'm glad dinner is coming. What's for dinner? What is for dinner anyway?
It smells absolutely gorgeous. You're seeing in there, she's got a roast. She's got some pork chops, lots of country greens, fresh bread. She's actually baking a dessert of a nice pie. It's going to be a pretty glorious dinner. It looks very very home-cooked and good.
I'm a little worried about the dinner, seeing as they had a pig on the fire they were trying to destroy outside. Have they made sure they check these livestock for any signs of sickness?
I don't know. You would actually have to ask them if you'd like to...
Are they here in the room? I thought they were...
Actually, they are in the kitchen. They're in the kitchen. You guys were kind of talking in muted tones a bit, so you'd be a little bit private, but they are in the kitchen getting stuff ready. And I believe that... I believe Malcolm was actually a bit upset at Elise and her antics, so I think he walked in there to try to get away.
I'm just going to wander in the kitchen then and... In a very nice, non-accusatory way, I ask what was wrong with the livestock or the pig out on the fire.
Okay. Actually, you know, Edith blanches a bit, and Malcolm says, "Well, we've had some problems here. There's a local disease going around. We're trying to keep it under control, and we just every once in a while we gotta kill a diseased animal. So we're doing our best here.
Are you 100% sure that the livestock you're using for dinner is clean?
I don't think I would feed my family bad livestock, sir. They were checked thoroughly for any possible disease markings, and so we were very confident. And he looks pretty offended.
No, I mean no offense, sir. I mean no offense. I'm just, you know, we're a little concerned about the events going on around here. You can understand. I mean no offense. We're all scientists here anyway.
Mr. Raven? Sure. Okay.
It smells delicious.
It is delicious. I think you're really going to enjoy it. So, anyway, he glares at you over his glasses and says, I need to get back to work. It'll be ready in about 20 minutes, okay?
Sure, sure. Too many cooks in the kitchen. I'll know. I'll leave.
Yeah, and make a spot hidden.
Success. 26 okay. Out of 47?
Edith looks... 26 out of 47. Okay. Edith looks a little perturbed, like insulted, and, you know, she's just... she's maybe a little bit worried, actually. So, So you wander out into the front room again. Actually, you see John Merritt is wandering up to the front door and knocking. He's like, hey, boys, is Mr. Jarvie in? And you see Jarvie walk out, and it's like, oh, John, thanks for coming out. Let's talk in private over here. So you actually see them. They kind of walk off towards the barn. They're talking on the other side of the house, it looks like.
No one's going to go and listen?
I have a worthless listen, so no.
Yeah, I have 20. Yeah. I'm not that great at listening.
At least we'll go out there and listen to see what those two idiots are talking about.
Okay. You going out front and having a smoke and going to try to listen or something?
Absolutely.
Okay. Go ahead and do a listen.
All right. Let me just get in this roll 20 real quick. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Or if one of you guys on there want to roll for me, I think it'd be 10 seconds to get on there, so.
Nah, whatever.
Sure.
5.
69.
Oh, she okay. Hears nothing, just the wind.
Okay. Yeah. It's you're trying to strain and use your beauty to hear them even better, but it's not working. So, unfortunately, you cannot hear them. Go into a spot hidden. That'd be fine.
All right. Let's see. Critted that one.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely. You're seeing that it's a serious conversation. You can see that Jarvie is not definitely not happy with what he's saying there. So and there, you know, he's kind of moving his head up and down and looks pretty solemn and that sort of thing.
All right, I'm going to go back and I'll put the cigarette away as if I'm done, and then I'm going to go back inside and tell one of these oafs inside. Listen, one of these oafs, they're talking about something important out there. I can't hear them because of the damn wind. Where's that idiot Dell at?
I think he went upstairs.
I'll run and get him. And I'll run up and get him.
Okay.
And where's Ernie and Harry at?
Dell's not very happy with me, apparently.
No one's not very happy with you.
What did I do? I'm helping everyone.
If you weren't funding this expedition, we'd leave you on the ditch a long time ago.
I have no time for your petty squabbles.
I'm running up the stairs and I'm getting Dell.
Okay. Dell, I assume, is Del, close Del. The door.
I'm knocking twice and then opening the door.
Door's locked, but somebody answered, of course. Yeah. What's going on?
There's some urgent business. The professor needs your help.
Oh, the professor. All right. I come down.
Okay. All right. Dell has entered the room.
What you need now from me?
Professor, I've fetched Dell for you.
You muted, Rich.
Oh, geez, I had a whole line of stuff. Damn. You know, like, insults.
Oh, lost! Lost!
Dell, the two hayseeds outside are talking about something. They might be talking about Henry. Use those skills you learned when you were in prison and find out what they're talking about.
Prison? I was never in prison.
It was just a logical assumption.
Dell pauses. Looks over the surly group, including the American Indian, who says to trust him. Considers going upstairs. Decides to go out and listen to the two people.
Okay, go ahead and roll a lock.
And bring someone with you so you're not so suspicious looking. Harry, go out there with him. Or Ernie,
Dell,
Ernie, go
Dell,
out there
Dell
with
ignores,
him.
Ernie.
Yes, yeah, of course, Professor. Of course.
All right, go ahead and do a luck roll for me.
Luck? Okay. That's impale.
Okay, yeah, they are impale. Still talking, and he's grabbing his chin, and he's nodding back and forth. Go ahead and do your listen if you like.
Got to check that. That's close. I'll burn 5 to make this.
Okay. Yeah. No, he's just basically you hear him talking. He's like, yeah. It's not gone, Malcolm. It's continuing. We're doing our best. It's happening all over the area. We're trying to find out, but you gotta keep a good eye on these on the livestock and make sure that it's not actually gonna affect your sales there. You could really, you just gotta be careful. That's all. And Malcolm is just shaking his head, and actually he kind of shakes his hand and says, well, thanks for coming out, John. I really appreciate it. And you got to come out some night, and we'll Edith will make you a nice dinner that we'll enjoy some company together. It's been far too long. And so you see them breaking up and starting to walk back together, and they see you on the front porch. And, actually...
Just smoking a cigarette.
Yeah,
I'm going to take the opportunity to ask Dell some question.
Okay.
So what do you think about this cave thing?
Is your character saying that loud enough for the other two to hear, or is it just a private conversation for us?
It's not really a private... It's a way to get you out of being caught listening.
I say... Well, it sounds like something to look into, I call out.
It's weird. I didn't want to have this conversation with you in front of Mr. Raven, but I mean, I think he might know something about it.
Oh, I'm sure he knows something.
So is this kind of common conversation here? Or are you making? Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Okay, so White Raven is hearing this. Right, okay, here, there you go. So you no, hear them through the screen door up front. You hear this conversation.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Actually,
I can hear you guys. I can hear you.
That's fine. It's a ruse.
Sure.
Del doesn't care if you can hear him.
I don't care either. I mean, I figure he understands this is a ruse.
You see a kind of a pained look on Malcolm's face when he comes back. He's like, what's this about a cave you're talking about here, boys? What?
It's just, there was some writing in a book we found about some cave nearby. Do you know anything about it, Mr. Jorvi?
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of caves out in the hills out there. I don't know of any specific caves. No.
Okay.
What is this in reference to? Where does this come from?
That Indian tribe that used to live here before. Apparently, there was some mention of a cave being involved.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rhodes was always talking about that. Yeah, I see Mukasan. I don't remember what the names were.
I think
that was a long, long time ago. They pretty much seem to it's been white man's property for as long as I can recall, but.
Yeah, of course. I mean, of course. I think it was this on this book of myths from Massachusetts that mentioned something about there was. I mean, obviously not true. There was some story about the devil living in the cave or whatnot. It's just a weird coincidence, I think.
Well, you know, there's some fantastic legends around here. It's very interesting stuff. And you can tell that he's kind of losing interest now, and he's, bring this back to, they're talking legends again. He's like, well, good luck. I hope you find some pretty nice artifacts in your travels there. Dinner will probably be ready in about 15
Thank
minutes.
You.
And so he waters by. And, John Merritt is on the porch, and he's kind of... Oh, and actually, sorry, he does shake his hand to John and says, thanks for coming out, John, and we'll catch you in a day or so. And he's like, okay, well, that sounds good. And so John Merritt is on the porch. He does wait for him to go in, and he kind of looks at... looks at Del and looks at Errol standing on there and says,
Del looks at him and says nothing.
Okay. He just basically, it's continuing to happen here, guys. We got, obviously that pig in the fire. It doesn't make me feel any better about this. I don't see anything right now, but, it's not good.
Hmm. Well,
what would you recommend, sir?
I guess we just hold tight and try to get there. Try to figure it out. I'm gonna head back and try to look through my books and see if I can find anything. Maybe I can talk to some of the doctors west of Dunwich. Maybe they got some ideas. But I'm gonna head back tonight. I got to get back to my wife and. Get me some dinner, and then after that, I don't know. I'll try to get a message to you within the next day or so.
I have an idea. Actually, we could send a letter to. I would know if we have an agronomy department at the university,
and I assume
we do.
Yes,
we could send a letter to the agronomy department back at the university. They might know something about this.
Sure. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I wouldn't know much about that, but yeah, sure. You could. I mean, I don't know how often the mailman comes through, but possibly.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't hurt anyway.
Yeah.
I'll draft one.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea, son. That's good thinking. So we'll now get on your shoulders, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, you guys.
Are we all still hearing the?
Yeah.
They're just standing on the porch. I mean, he's trying not to hear, because you can tell that he doesn't want John to be upset that he's talking to you. Excuse me, Malcolm to be upset that he's talking to you about this stuff. But you know, he wants to give you the down low there. So
maybe he could take the sample, the water sample, back to the college.
Well, if we're sending a letter, I mean, that would be by mail.
Yeah, he's not planning on leaving. He's a he's not going to be a running guy. Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was just leaving town. Sorry.
No. Yeah, he's going back to towards Dunwich, which is where he hails from.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay. All right. So I guess unless anything else you'd like to discuss at this time, as he is walking to his truck and gives you a wave and drives away.
While Jack Coway sits on the couch with his associates discussing their next moves and finding the lost Professor Rhodes, he feels the rush of warmth that usually only results from a hit of Wayland whiskey. His brain feels like he is buzzing in an ultimate high, but Jack is completely clear, lucid, and in control. He feels 10 years of mental abuse and pain melt away in the elation of this surge of strength and certainty, something that Jack has not possessed since before the Great War. An involuntary tear of joy and hope falls down the old private eye's cheek, to be quickly wiped away before others can see his crack in his emotions. Jack's body shivers in ecstasy of strength and promise in his future.
Okay. So, actually, dinner does come up then. They invite you in. Basically, it is Malcolm and Edith and Jeffrey. They're all at the table, and they're making pleasant conversation. And, you know, I think he's put on his game face, so to speak, for his boarders, and is trying to be as pleasant as possible with you folks. They start dishing out the food. I understand some people might be uncomfortable at this point. So let me know whether or not you are eating or not, or what you are doing.
It would be rude not to eat, so I'm going to do that.
What kind of food is it? What does that smell?
It is totally country fare. So it's very fattening, very heavy.
Of course not. Too much
smells
butter,
delicious.
Fat in that food.
Okay.
I mean, if anything were to smell off, I would want to know before my character eats it. But otherwise, I'm going to be eating.
Right. Nothing smells off. So.
Great. I'll try some.
Okay. Okay. So no, it is absolutely.
White Raven takes a seat at the table.
Okay. Cool.
I will say so to Mrs. Jarvie.
Okay. Yeah, no, it tastes delightful. It is better than you would expect. This is absolutely great. You know, the gravy's great. The pork chops are nice and juicy. The sides of beef are just wonderful. You know, she's put together some nice spice dishes. Spices into the country vegetables, which make them delicious.
Oh, I'll have some country vegetables.
Okay, there you go. So, yes, the vegetables are there. So that is what you go for. And she's like, oh, I understand, dear. Some people they're not made for this country eating. It's just, you know, we need a lot of energy for our work around here. So here, let me give you a double helping there. So
I thank you. These vegetables are quite tasty.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, dear. So, yeah, so they are just, you're having a dinner conversation with them. So is there anything that you'd like to bring up with the Jarvis while you're eating?
Yeah, I asked them about the, you know, we still haven't made any progress in finding the whereabouts of our colleague, Professor Rhodes. Those, rapscallions to the north making that moonshine. What can you tell us about that farm? You know, they dammed the water and then they dammed the creek and it's causing all sorts of flooding issues and stuff.
Okay, yeah, actually, at that point, Jarvis looks up and he looks concerned and he looks over and he's like, yeah, I hate to say it, folks, but yeah, I suspect the I mean, if Professor Rhodes has not returned yet, I suspect that they probably had something to do with this. I'll be totally honest with you. Those boys, ever since they came back, if they came back from Boston, they've just been hellions, and their father can't even keep them under control. God knows if he's even around anymore. I haven't seen him in a month or so.
Oh, their father was some sort of ringleader for these boys, or he was more of a lawful man?
No, he was a balancing influence of these folks, and, you know, it's just unfortunate. He was pretty much trying to keep them under control, and they seemed to... Oops, sorry. They seemed to... They're wild. They're absolutely wild, all this stuff going on.
Well, perhaps them flooding the lands and by damming the creek has caused some issues with your livestock.
Well, let's see.
I think at this point you should probably investigate all options.
No, I miss. How could that happen? Really? I mean, it's livestock be affected by their water? I doubt that very.
Do I know of that having happened before? Sometime? Can I make a natural world roll to? Can I make a natural world roll to try to get an example of that happening before?
Sure. Go ahead.
69. No, that's a fail.
Okay. Yeah, he doesn't really, so come on, so quickly, yeah. I mean, I'm a rational man, but I can't believe that this would happen, I really have a problem with that implication. I don't.
Well, perhaps how disease, can it be related? Which farm experienced the disease first?
I don't know, Miss. It's just there's been a rash around the entire area. I don't know. I mean, I really couldn't tell you that.
Well, I mean, waterborne illness is nothing new. It's certainly possible.
I'm not even near that creek. Look at where we're located. We're on the east side of town.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I think we're starting to talk ridiculousness here. I'm sorry. Excuse me for that rude comment. But he's frustrated.
You do have a point. You do have a point.
He's definitely frustrated talking about this. So.
All right, Wallace. What's your? You've made any progress talking to those people up there then? We're no closer to finding Henry than we were, aside from his notes and we know his camp was taken. We need to find his cave, but more importantly, we need to find Henry.
Yes, that's true.
So what's our plan for tomorrow morning?
Actually, you know what? Everybody do a spot hidden.
72, that's a fail.
Fail?
I've been rolling like crap this session.
I missed by 4, so I'll just burn some luck for that one to barely make it.
Okay. You notice that you see Edith is sitting there and she's chewing on something. All of a sudden she winces and she grabs her jaw and then she does a meek little smile.
Okay. Not too much of a medical person, but that might be something to look into later. Okay.
Can somebody mute? I think we got some pretty heavy background noise there.
Yeah. I think it's Richard.
Not me.
No, I don't.
It is.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
There we go. Okay. So, that's what Jack notices. So you can continue conversing now. I just wanted to bring that up. So, continue on.
So tomorrow morning, we need to probably go up to that farm with those boys and see if there's any... We need to continue our search for Jack. And probably find a location of this cave.
I have a weird feeling those might be connected.
Actually, Malcolm, once again, actually do a spot hidden. Everybody, actually, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
The White Raven kind of butts in and goes, well, I did have my dream that I told you guys about, so it's possible... Yeah. That all this is connected, and the cave is the area that I'm thinking about.
What did you see in that dream, exactly?
I just saw a fire, some people dancing around the fire. Harriet, did you have a dream as well? We both had that same dream that same night, and the noise. Were you with me on this, or was I the only one that had this dream? Is she still here? Yeah, she's eating vegetables.
No, she's upstairs in her bedroom.
Oh, jeez.
Nope. Nobody went to
jail. You didn't come down for dinner?
Nope.
I thought she was eating vegetables.
That was the other lady.
Someone else.
Oh, okay, Harriet. Poor Harriet. Okay.
I failed.
I've been upstairs with a headache.
Okay.
A towel over my face.
That was Professor Lee. Yes. I don't need protein.
Well, okay. Well, here's the deal. If they would have noticed that, they would have retrieved you. You don't have to. Was that they would let you know that dinner's ready. Blah blah blah. So you're purposely missing dinner. Is that what?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem. So.
Because I missed the last bit. I just thought I'd be upstairs in my room. Explain.
No problem. Well, you can come down to dinner if you'd like, if you feel better. So, totally up to you. I'm sorry, where are we at here? Spot Hiddens. Who made them?
I did. About half. Mm-hmm. So.
Anybody else? Okay. Once again, Jack, you've been noting this all night. But it really hasn't affected you. Every time you see Malcolm Jarvie, he has his glasses perched on the end of his nose. But whether he's looking at people or staring at people or reading something or anything, he's never using them.
Okay.
Well, he's never looking down through his glasses.
Okay. Well. I mean, we haven't given him too much to read lately, so maybe it's just something for long distance or something.
Yep.
But, okay.
No problem. That's
interesting.
No problem.
Someone who wears glasses myself. But, yeah.
Okay. And then at the same point, this is why you noticed it, is because he looks at Abigail, or excuse me, not Abigail. He looks at Elise and says, you guys are planning to go to the Carmody farm?
It seems the next logical conclusion. I mean, that's what we're debating right now. You have any input on this?
I would advise against it, ma'am. You're here to get your friend, and like I said, I suspect that's probably where they're at. If he isn't there, he probably went afoul over at the Carmody farm. But I'm going to tell you right now that place is just not natural. Them boys. I'm going to tell you a little ghost story here, I guess. I was out in the fields the other day, and about a month ago, and all of a sudden I see this mass, this buzzing, and I looked about a quarter mile down the line to their cornfields, and I see that Brendan Carmody, he comes out, and he's... It's like witchcraft, ma'am. He was crawling with insects, and I could see little rodents were surrounding him, and he just stared at me, and he freaked me out. I turned and wandered away. There's something not right on that farm, and I would caution you going to the farm. Maybe you should just pack up and go home. If I don't know, I don't want to say that, but I'm concerned for your livelihood here.
Well, thank you for your concern, but how about something else? Do you know of any natural hill formations in this area where there could possibly be a cave?
Yeah, there's plenty of hills to the north. The creek comes out of the hills. Yeah, and you know by natural, the topography, you could see the hills of Dunwich are pretty prevalent in the area. So there's definitely a lot of hills around here.
Well, that's another thing we could try to do is go north of where we're at now and go west and see if we could find a cave. And it'll take us in the general direction of the Comedy's farmstead, according to our map.
Mr. Jorvi, do you recall... when we were here last time, there was some blasting going on?
Well, no, not... I mean, there's occasionally blasting. It's not something I really pick out, I guess.
Because, it's sort of... I would assume it's sort of unusual that there's blasting, so you might recall.
Yeah,
usually blasting?
Well, no, I don't know. It's usually blasting, but miners go out and check take their luck every couple months or so. Yeah, I think I recall something maybe, but it didn't strike me as a problem. Like I said, I mean, with the hills and everything, they're always, sorry, not always, but they often go out to the hills to do work.
You didn't pay any mind to it, really.
No, unfortunately.
Can I do a psych roll on this guy?
Sure.
Pass, 54.
Yeah, he's already definitely... Good. He just does hold on, not... sorry.
Pass.
Sure.
I did pass 56.
Sure. He definitely... he's not lying to you, but he does not recall it, because it seems to him that that's a fairly normal occurrence.
Yeah. This would have been just a couple of days after we stayed here.
Okay. Let me see if he jars mind, his memory. I'm going to say I'm sorry. Nothing seems out of place on these, unfortunately.
All right. Well, worth a shot.
How far away is the creek from the Comedy's farm? Do you know offhand?
Oh yeah, the Carmody farm. It butts right up to the creek. Yeah, it's right next to it. Goes from their farm to the woods to out into the Miskatonic, usually. little bit. It's usually a little bit cleaner water for the residents, rather than a Miskatonic, which gets with all this modern fangle dangle, it's not as fresh as it used to be.
Hmm.
All right.
Well, thank you for your help, and good luck with your cattle situation.
Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate it. So, if there's anything else, I think we're gonna clean up here, and we're gonna get back to get up early. You know, it's one of those. We're farm folk. We gotta get up with the crows. With the chickens. I think we'll bid you good night after we're done here.
Okay. Well, it's been a great meal.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Edith looks flushed thank you, child. And then they're cleaning up. So they have set up the barn to have your bedding on some of the hay bales out there for people that are going overflow. Uh-huh. Actually, where is Harriet up in the guest bedroom?
Whatever room or area she was allocated. Either it be the barn or a room.
Oh!
Dell's in the guest bedroom, so if you're up there, yeah. You're in.
Yeah,
room,
I think you talked Kong
right, Bombay, yeah. I recall that Harriet was going to be in the barn.
Yeah, I'll be in the barn. Okay.
I recall Errol setting up sectioning the barn appropriately.
Gotcha. Oh, okay, there you go. So she's out in the barn. If there is nothing more, I guess we'll come out of that scene. And is there anything else people would like to do before going to bed tonight?
I'm going to suggest to the group that when the Jarvis aren't hearing, I would suggest we should probably, if we don't want to go check out the Carmody place immediately, we could check out the thing in the forest that White Raven was talking about.
Fantastic idea. I was going to suggest that myself.
That may, I just have a strange feeling that it's all connected.
Okay. We could do that in the morning, but if we don't find anything, we really need to look for Jack. So we'll go see your silly dream world thing.
I have a feeling that in the best case, Jack has run off and isn't coming back for a few months. Just like Cade did after being in that cave.
I'm a little worried about going up to the Carmody's since we hadn't heard from Jed yet.
Well, we can go back to town tomorrow at some point and check with the store owner and see if he'd seen him, if he'd come back, like late at night or something when we weren't there. So we could do that on the way there or on the way back and kind of tie that and see what info we can get from that.
Yeah, let's do that on the way to the woods.
Yeah.
If we find nothing in the woods, we can just go straight up to the Carmody's if we feel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is all occurring tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so you guys bed down for the night. Who is going to be inside? We know it's going to be Dell.
The driver.
Okay. Did White Raven want to stay with his driver, or?
No, I think the driver and Dell are staying in the.
Yeah,
in the room.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. And also, there is a couch in the living room. I'm just giving options because I know Reginald would not be very comfortable having Benjamin Wallace be sleeping in less comfortable surroundings than he is. So he would actually kind of sleep on the couch. That would probably be okay. It's up to you. If White Raven wants to push it and let him sleep in there, that would be fine.
I'm okay with him sleeping wherever he wants. I know he doesn't want to be in the barn with me, though. He could, if he wants to go in the bedroom, it's fine.
Oh, sure. Oh, so you're going in the barn regardless. Okay. No, that's cool.
I don't want him to sleep on the, I just don't want him to sleep in the car.
Okay.
That's a little below him.
Yep. No problem. So, yeah, he'll be in the room with Delden. So, to sleep. Okay. All right. So, everyone is sleeping. Let's see. At about it's dark out. There's no lights on at this point. All of a sudden, everybody make a listen roll, please.
Okay.
Fail.
I hear nothing. I'm sleeping like a dog.
I made it.
Still fails.
Death is a post.
White Raven critical the listen.
Okay. You actually, when you're sleeping and you're dreaming, and you are lying, and all of a sudden you are dreaming of your mother, and you start hearing her, and you're trying to find her, and you can hear her crying intensely, and she's terrified, saying, "Oh, I can't help it! Oh, help me!" You're absolutely terrified, and as you come out of it, you realize there is a cacophony of just animal sounds anywhere. Did anybody else make it?
I did.
I'm sorry, that's Jack? Okay. So you wake up about the same time. You basically hear, like, cows are mooing, and you hear rumbling in the pens outside, and birds are squawking, and you hear cats and dogs barking. Actually, go ahead and the two of you make a listen roll.
Okay. I missed.
98 out of 20. That's
okay. That's for that. No problem. So there's this. It's just like the entire animal kingdom that's around here is going insane. Let's see here, Harriet. You are also having this same dream. You're hearing your mother is wailing and scared and terrified, and she's yelling for help. And you wake up. Pretty much everybody wakes up now. You are hearing this cacophony of everything going on. Del, you actually hear Malcolm is say, "What mm-hmm. what the hell's going on?" And he's walking down the stairs. You hear him. You see a light flash towards past the door. And he can you hear him shifting something in his hand, and he's not running, but very quickly getting down the steps to check out what's going on.
Del will follow after making sure the guy doesn't look crazy, and he'll have a shotgun with him as well.
Okay.
I suspect this guy's got a gun out, but
yes. You open the door and you can see him. You grab your gun and you run down, and he's just walking out the door, and he has a the lantern and a gun and a rifle. Sorry, I think it's actually a shotgun. I apologize. He wanders outside. This is an incredible amount of noise coming from, it sounds like cows are trying to bust out of their pens, and you hear the dogs. Del, go ahead and do another listen roll, please.
Okay. No, fail.
Okay, so yes, it's just a continuous. You don't know what's going on with these animals. You do hear, Malcolm walks out the door, you do hear a big, huge crack, and some squeals.
All right, who am I outside with? Just
actually, you're at the top of the stairs right now. So let's everybody else. What,
there's
what
the,
are you?
Person out there, right?
Yeah, Malcolm is outside the door. Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
What is everybody else doing? Dell's at the top of the stairs. He put on something or not, and has a shotgun.
So what are the people in the barn hearing?
The same thing. Yeah. Yes. Actually, yeah. You're in the dark. There's nothing lit right now, you can hear just things are going crazy. You actually heard this crack and squeal and snorts and all this sort of thing, and you know the cows are mooing and braying and smashing up against the stalls.
Harriet will try and find the lantern and try and light it.
I'm going to look for after having rubbed my eyes enough to be awake. I'm going to look for a lantern.
Well, maybe we should sneak to the door and look out without creating some light.
Okay, let's go Dex on that. So, Errol is 70. Harriet is 55. So it looks like at this point, Errol is in the lead.
Yeah, I'm not announcing that I'm looking for a lantern.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So go ahead and do. Yeah, do a luck roll. That's cool.
Okay. And then I'll
71. That's a fail.
I'll be grabbing the pistol I have and just heading towards the door to look outside. Okay.
So Errol is fumbling around for a lantern. Harriet, what are you doing? You were the next one that was trying to do something.
Harriet will flick on her lighter and look for the lantern.
Okay. You flick on the lighter. Let's see. So Jack is walking towards the door. Go ahead and we'll say you'll make a spot hidden roll on that one.
I think that's going to be a failure.
Okay, no problem. So you are walking towards the door. Everybody else that's in the room, you see the flame flicker up in front of you, and in the peripheral of the light, all you guys you see this semicircle of rats, and they are just sitting up on their haunches and staring at you.
Oh shit!
What the hell?
Scream.
So, they're not doing anything. They're just staring at you. Everybody do a sanity roll except for... that's in the barn except for Jack, because he did not see it.
I don't think Dell's there either, right?
No, Dell's not there.
Okay.
I failed.
Okay, I failed. I hate rats. I'm going to... Can I use luck for a sanity roll?
No.
I don't think so. All right, yeah.
Failed.
No.
Okay.
Only skills.
Yeah, it's minor. Don't worry, guys. That is going to be... just 1 point. 1 point. If anybody has failed, it's 1 point sanity.
It would have been weird if it was much more. I mean, it's a circle of animals.
Yeah. That's not bad. So, this thing's... They're just standing there and they're looking at you. So what do you guys do at that point?
Lisa and Goya, so are we in the hayloft or down below?
I'm going to say you didn't say, so I'm going to say you're down below, because, they'd want to have you...
Can I get to the hayloft without... Can I get to the hayloft without going through the rats?
You can. Yeah, sure.
I'm going up to the hayloft with my gun.
Okay, go ahead and do a dex check.
I'm going to look for things to make a makeshift torch.
Oh, I did a bad break in 99.
Okay, actually, it wasn't for damage, but you stumble as you're going, and you kind of take a spill near the ladder going up to the hayloft. So nothing really happens to you, but you're kind of prone right now on the ground. Okay. You're still away from the rats.
White Raven looks for some kind of a rake or a pitchfork or something.
Okay, let's hold right there. Now, Jack, you look out the window. Oh, what do you do once this stuff is happening? I guess what have you guys done since you saw this? Are you just kind of keeping quiet and not letting Jack know, or?
I haven't noticed that he's still asleep.
Jack is at the door. Yeah, he's at the door.
Yeah, I heard everything, and I'm thinking with all the animals that there's something outside, so I was going to go open the door and see what was going on outside.
Okay, let's go with that. Jack, you look outside, and you're at the hay barn here, if anybody's mm-hmm. looking on Roll 20. So you look out, and you see that the pigs out there are just going nuts. Go ahead and do a spot hidden.
Okay. Four, that would probably make it
yes.
critical.
You see that the door to the pigs field, or whatever, mm-hmm. pen, is burst open.
Okay.
And you hear snorting. It was like it just happened like a second ago. And you hear snorting and, mm-hmm. you know, drooling, or not drooling, I don't know what you'd call it. But you can hear, like, movement going mm-hmm. towards the farmhouse.
Okay.
At that point, you hear, go ahead and do a listen roll.
Okay. 34. Yeah, that just barely made it. So.
Okay. You hear, like, this muted, like, ah, ah, bleh, bleh. You hear something just being yelled incoherently in the farmyard up front. Let's go back to who else wanted to take actions at that point, and then we'll go back to Dell if there's nothing else.
I'm looking for stuff to make a makeshift torch.
Okay. Sure. So you guys are doing that. Okay, we'll go back to Dell. I'd say you're about halfway down the down the stairs now. I assumed you were going mm-hmm. down. And
yeah, I'm following Malcolm.
Okay. You could see Malcolm is out in the yard, and he's looking around confused, and then he looks over towards the dying embers of the bonfire, and he's like, Pete, you okay, Pete? And then as that's happening, you see this huge dark shape outside the ring of his lantern as he's walking. And it's the snarling huge boar is just coming down on him. You see
I'll
charging.
Warn Malcolm if he hasn't seen it already.
Okay.
And I will level... I get my shotgun ready if I can shoot the boar before it engages Malcolm.
Yeah, let's see here. We'll say... Okay, yeah, you're pretty close. So you're at the farmhouse right here. Malcolm's probably about right there. And it's going to run right past you. So yes, I will allow that. So it is
So it looks
snarling.
Like it's going past me and attacking Malcolm.
Yes, it's running straight for Malcolm. You go ahead and yell. Let's see if he does a listen in his confusion. It does not look like he is warned. He's starting to wander towards what you think is Pete, because he said, Pete, you okay? And you see basically the screen door has shut, and the boar is charging on Malcolm right now.
And I will wait till it gets... I mean, it's passing right by me, so does that mean I get a bonus die as it's point blankish? Or
it's not going to be point blank. Actually, it's moving quick, so that would actually cancel it. It's just a normal shot, pretty much. And right now, I mean, you can... Yeah, you can get to the door and take the shot, but he is, like, right on top of him.
Okay. I will let the boar have it with full blast.
Okay.
See what happens. I don't have to worry about hitting Malcolm, I think, unless I bet.
Yeah, and it. Actually... Oh, okay. Yeah, and... one sec. Nice. Give me 2 seconds here.
Mm-hmm.
You firing both barrels or just the one, or was that a thing in 7th?
You can fire both barrels, but the second shot is at a penalty die.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, actually, I think if you do multiple, aren't they both at penalties if you do both?
Let me check. I did see these things not too long back. You could be completely right there.
Yeah, I think they're basically saying if you shoot multiple, each shot gets a penalty die. So anyway, Dell, you have a message over there, so...
Ooh, secrets.
Secrets and lies.
I have an extreme success with my shot, so...
Excellent.
That's nice.
Okay, so that is maximum plus a roll of the die.
Okay, well... I believe it's 46.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
For a pump 12 gauge, one barrel? Or is it 2d6 for one barrel?
I got a pump.
Yeah, I gotta check, actually.
I think it might be 46 for one barrel.
Unless we're house ruling it, it's only for impaling weapons.
It's only what?
That's only for impaling weapons, unless we're house ruling, and usually shotguns aren't impaling.
Not anymore. Well, yeah, they are right. 7th. Well, not in 7th.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if 7th changed that or not.
Yeah.
7th changed it back to not impaling.
Yeah. Oh, really? Well, they weren't impaling in 6.
So. Yes, they were.
Yes.
They
were. Well.
Well, it's depending on what
type of sled. Yes, they were.
give me a reference for 6th edition if you believe that. Page number, please. I've got the book.
I'll give.
I'm gonna put you on the spot, just like I did Magnus.
Oh. I changed it after 4th. Where are we?
4th?
Sorry, I've had this conversation many times.
Yeah.
So you mentioned in the investigator's hand that weapon.
If you have 4th or 3rd, I think those are collectibles.
Yeah. I've got 4th here, so if nothing else, I can look through it.
Many pages. Where is it on guns?
Is that pretty much because they do so much damage anyway? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
also, impale means basically that, for example, if you're using a sword and impale, it sticks into the person who you cut with the sword.
Right.
And also, it just means you've hit something vital. Yeah, for guns and stuff, so... And it's right. A bit odd that bullets pierce, but apparently shotgun shells don't. I can't find it, actually.
Unless you're using, like, a special slug, like a rifle.
Yeah, if you're using a deer slug, for example, that would impale, but for regular regular shotgun shot, usually not.
I can't find it. I should find it.
So in that case, if that's true, I would just do the max damage without the thing, or would I roll?
Sure, why don't... let's see here. Go ahead and do a luck to see how close it is to you.
Okay. That is extreme success.
Yeah, you. It actually gets very close to you, and yes, you hit it with the full barrel at close range, and its head explodes, and it just rolls over in midair, and just flops onto the ground.
You're welcome, Malcolm.
So Malcolm looks back and goes, "Well," and now you see in Malcolm's light that, and from some of the moonlight and then the embers, there is a figure who is out in the barnyard. And once again, this whole raucous of animals is still going on. Things are jumping. Now you see that pigs are running out of the pen where the boar had run out of. Cats are like screeching and rolling around on the ground and batting at their heads and stuff. Dogs are howling and growling. There is the figure of a man, and he is in front of the embers of the bonfire. And he's like, and he's like looking up at the air and just making a huge amount of noise. Jarvey now looks very confused. He's kind of wandering towards the guy now. Okay, so
Jarvey or Malcolm?
Malcolm Jarvey is, yeah, sorry. Yeah, he's the only Jarvey out here right now. So, let's go back to the other guys.
So we heard the shot.
Yes, you hear a shot go off, and actually, I think Jack would hear the flump pump as it hit the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would at least call out to the other people in the barn. It looks like some of the animals are loose, so we might not want to go outside or open the door just yet, just in case they run in here. But
okay, so that's what Jack is suggesting. Other folks.
So he's yelling.
I'm still.
Oh, what have you guys done about the rats? Are still there?
Yeah,
watching us.
I'm trying to go up to the loft still. So
okay, they actually a couple of the rats look at you as you start wandering up. And the other ones are just...
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. No, the other ones are just... They're staring at you. One actually itches its ear.
White Raven's a little concerned about these rats. He remembers what Jarvey was saying about the Carmody boy that had the rats around him. I think that was the story, right?
Yes.
But I'm not attacking. I'm not attacking it unless they attack us. But I'm looking for a torch. Did I find anything? I just got looked last time.
Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah, well, it's a barn. Yeah. I will give that to you. You definitely found a torch. And
I'm gonna run up to Harriet. Do you have anything to light this with?
Yes.
No, there's probably oil lamps and other stuff here.
Yes. And actually, you can. I'm sorry. I should have mentioned that. When she lights it up, you do see an oil lamp or two around the place that you could use.
We light them.
Well, in this case, I specifically want the torch. So,
right, no problem. That's no problem. So you find a rag that was hung up on the wall and put it on the end of like some stick that was out there. And Harriet does have the lighter if you would like to use it.
I shall light his torch.
Okay. So it's lit up. There you go. Let's see, and Elise is now climbing up. She's at the top, and what do you do up there?
Once I'm on top, there's probably there's usually a door for the hayloft, right? So
sure.
I'm going to go slide that door open where they enter the hay in, and I should have a pretty good commanding view of everything that's happening, at least in front of the barn from that angle, so...
Okay, so you went to that side. Okay, so you went to the pig side, where the pig stuff is. Okay, yes. Once again, there is just craziness going on outside. You can see the pigs are jumping around and hitting each other. The cattle shed, you just hear a bunch of just racking against the pens in there. You can hear the birds are chirping and screeching, like a raven swoops by you and makes a caw. It just looks like it's crazy outside. And everything that you see, like, you know, normally you wouldn't see all these animals out. You can see them visibly because they are just freaking out with no notion to protect themselves. They're just freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And it doesn't look like outside that there's like a fire or anything, as far as, you know, some of the buildings are on fire or something to start this.
No, nothing at all. Okay. The rain had passed. It's cold out, but the moon had come out full. So you do have that much light, but not seeing anything else other than, from your vantage, you're not even seeing the torchlight, or sorry, not torchlight, lantern light from the farmyard.
Okay.
I guess we'll go back to Del. Jarvie is walking towards the figure, and you have just blown away the boar. What do you do?
How far away is the figure that Jarvie's walking towards?
We'll say it's where the bonfire is over here. So we'll say, that's probably about 40 feet away or something.
Okay. I'll go out from the porch, maybe be about 20 feet away, just watching the exchange between the two NPCs.
Okay. So he gets up there and he's like, Pete, are you okay? Pete! And you can see in the light that there is black fluid coming off of him. You can see, like, it. The more he's yelling, and you can see, like, black fluids coming off his mouth. And flowing down the front, you can see it staining him in the light. He turns towards Pete a little bit, and you see like bubbles of black fluid are coming out of his mouth. And like black streams are now coming out of his eyes as well. So I think on that you do need to make a sanity roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that NPC's coming back, but oh well. let me check on that. That might be close or not. Definitely failed that.
Okay. That is a D. What is it? That is a D3.
2 points.
Okay. So, yes, there's a loss of sanity as you see Pete is drowning in his own. Whatever. Black stuff coming out of his mouth. So, Jarvie runs up to him and's like, Pete, are you okay? And what are you guys doing at this point?
Well, I'm the only one seeing this right now.
Yes,
so
exactly.
I'm reacting to the horror of what I'm seeing if we're going combat round by combat round, I suspect.
Right. So, sure. So you're kind of looking at him, I guess, a little terrified, I guess. I don't know. So, other guys, what is your act at this time?
The White Raven is gets a somewhat of an idea and looks at the rats. Are they just kind of looking at us? Kind of looking a little, like, sentient?
Yeah, they're just calmly staring at you. And like I said, a couple of them broke off, and they're looking at Elise as she wandered up the ladder to go upstairs.
I do yell out to the others that there's a way out of the barn through the hayloft if they so desire.
Okay, there's a rope going that way if you'd like to.
I'm staying up there, but I'm just letting the others know that they can go out this way if they want.
Yeah. No problem.
White Raven gets a little closer to the rats and looks at them.
Okay.
Are they just staring at me?
They are just staring at you, and they stare intently.
And I'm going to say, what do you want?
And they look a little confused.
I think
confused.
They're being controlled.
They kind of like turn their heads a little bit and just keep staring.
Do they react to the light from the torch and the lanterns?
No, absolutely not. They are just sitting there and staring at you. So, torch guy, Errol, what did you have plans with the torch?
I'm going to use it to defend myself if I'm being attacked.
Okay.
But if I'm not being attacked, I'm just going to stand there and look.
Okay, so yes, the rats just sit there and they stare at you.
If Harriet's got a lantern lit, she'll whoosh it towards a section of the rats, just pushing it closer towards them.
Oh no!
And see if they back off or not.
What do you mean whoosh?
Yeah, sort of just holding the lantern and pushing it out towards where the rats are, see if they back away from the light and the flame.
Let's see. Yeah, I would say you get a little closer and they get defensive in posture and then they just sit there.
What do you want? Lead us to what you want us to see.
Lead us to your leader.
Yeah, talking about rats. White Raven is obviously going a little insane, I'm guessing, to everyone else at this point.
Yeah.
Is that idiot talking to a rat?
Yes,
oh,
professor.
Okay.
Who others should get up here before that idiot gets you all killed?
White Raven gets just a little closer. He's staring them down.
Okay, once you get a little bit closer, you see one, one of them kind of scratches its head, and then it turns and it just wanders off into the darkness, and the other ones follow suit.
I'm going to follow them.
Okay. Do you want to...
Come on, guys.
Do a spot hidden, I guess. Because they've run out, or, you know, not run, but they've sauntered off into the darkness. There you go. You see them, I'm sorry?
Hold on. I failed miserably. Yeah, okay. 100.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, run into the bale, or sorry, they kind of saunter into the bales, and then they just wander away.
I'm trying to follow them, but I'm guessing I just lost them.
Actually, everybody do a pow check, I guess.
We're in the barn, right?
Yes, in the barn. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm.
This may be... Oh, I failed by 4 points.
Even Elise?
Even Elise, yes.
Let's see. I barely made it.
I got half.
It's just...
15 out of 65.
Okay. Made it. People have made it. You feel like you're still being watched.
Okay.
It's disconcerting. And once again, there is still this craziness going on. It's probably been about 4 minutes now.
Okay.
Things are still going nuts. So what do you guys do at that point?
I'm looking for either a plank or something to kind of reinforce the door if we need it.
The
animals start trying to break in.
Yep, that's easy. You got it. So you go ahead and reinforce the door. Yep. Other folks?
I'm staying up top, watching things.
Okay.
I'm just I'm just staying ready.
Okay.
I think I'll join the professor, getting higher.
Okay, so you follow the professor up, and okay, Del, what are you doing now that, Jarvie has walked over, Malcolm, I'm sorry, his son has actually come out to the porch, and he's running towards them as well. He's actually run over to Pete. And he's going, Pete, are you okay? And Pete keeps going, Mother! And it's getting worse and worse. You can tell he's starting to choke on the fluid that's in his mouth.
Do we have a light around? Like, did Malcolm come out with a lantern?
He does. That's why you're seeing this. He has the lantern. He's thrown down his shotgun now, and he's running over with the lantern. And he's trying to like cradle Pete and try to save him or do something.
Okay. Is there another lantern on the porch that I saw coming out? Maybe or not really.
Yeah. Go and do a spot hidden.
Okay.
For a quick,
if I see one, then I'm going to do that. Get that. Okay. Get some more light going on here.
Okay.
Made it.
Okay. Yes. There's a lantern down on the other side. You go ahead and pick it up.
Lantern, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And go ahead and light it up if you like.
I will do that, and I'll start. Okay. I mean, I'll start looking around because there's a lot of things coming out of the shadows.
Yeah. And once again,
I think that old Pete's done for.
Okay. So you're not doing anything.
Go over there and help.
I'm sorry.
I'm in no hurry. Dell's in no hurry to go over and help old Pete because he looks like he's dying and there's no way to save him.
Okay. So what you're seeing is, once again, you're seeing all these animals are just kind of flopping around, like you're seeing some birds on the ground, and you know a cat is just like flailing at its own head and screeching. Dogs are rolling around and barking, and it continues on. Who else has anything they'd like to do at this point?
I'm still trying to follow the rats. I don't know if that's a
Yeah, unfortunately they've run into the hay bales, and you know, you'd have to like climb over the bales. I mean, you can try, I guess, but it's unlikely. They're probably going to be gone at this point.
Okay. I'm a little confused still.
Okay. Okay, well, actually, at that, if nobody else has anything, all of a sudden, you guys are just, the tension is just, what the hell is going on here? And all of a sudden, it stops. I'm sorry, I guess I should say, Malcolm is trying to help Pete and trying to do something to get him alive. And he's like, Pete, and he's trying to hit him on the back. He's getting all this black stuff all over him. His son is doing the same thing. And all of a sudden, Pete just, and he falls over. And he's like, oh, Pete. About 20 seconds after that, everything stops. All the animals that were flapping around the yard and everything, they immediately get up and just like either take flight or run away into shelter. The pigs are now just milling around the yard. The cows are there's no big crashes from the barn anymore, and everything has pretty much fallen fairly silent at this point.
I'm gonna exit the barn.
Okay.
Yeah, so Jack, same here.
Okay.
Yeah. Once it seems like we're not gonna get stampeded by animals, I'll go out.
Okay. Sure. Everybody's pretty much up now. The Edith is on Malcolm's shoulder, and she is crying. And Pete is well dead on the ground. Jeffrey is also, you know, trying to figure out. He's like, "Get the tarp, boys. We got to do something for old Pete. We got to do something." So they go off and get a little stretcher for him, and. Malcolm kind of looks back and said, "Dell, why don't you help him? Why don't you help me? He's dead."
Dell will come over and look him over and say, "Oh, I'm sorry to see that," and he'll inspect the body without really touching it, since it's got all that weird blackness on it, which doesn't look natural.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead and do a spot hidden. I guess we'll see how. I mean, you can see lots, but we'll see what else you can see.
Nope.
You just see there's black fluid that is just, you can actually see now that his head is tilted to the side and his eyes are dead. You can see the black black liquid is just dripping out of his mouth. It used to be like a kind of a constant flow. Now it's just starting to drip. Yeah, you could see that he was crying this stuff, actually. Yeah, it's pretty terrifying and horrifying.
I'll try to check out the pig, too, when I can get away without upsetting Malcolm.
Oh, the pig. Oh, the boar. Okay. He loses track of you, and he's, you know, he's just distraught. You wander over to the boar and go ahead and do a spot hidden.
Okay. Yeah, that was an attempt to get another spot roll, by the way. I was just curious about the boar.
Oh, no, that's no problem. Yeah.
Missed that, too. So.
Okay. Yeah, as far as you can tell, just crazy boar. You don't know what might have happened there. You know, there's many mysteries tonight. You don't know what else might have happened.
It seemed weird to Dell that if this boar was like out of control and just wild, it went past him and went for Malcolm.
Yeah,
so
actually,
still trying to figure out why that happened.
Right. Well, actually, you were in the house. Malcolm was outside. Not that that should matter too
that
much, but he did. He did target him before that. So that could be it. Okay. So we have aftermath. Everybody's just distraught. They're trying to get Pete back. Give him some sort of set him up. They actually, let's see. You know what? They set him up on the couch downstairs. They're trying to clean him up. And, try to give him some sort of Malcolm goes up and fetches some clothes. They have the wash basin over there. They're trying to clean him up. What is everybody else doing in the aftermath here? Oh, also a couple of the farmhands, they're quick at work trying to get back and, pen up the cage, put the new door on it.
What was Mr. Jarvie's first name again?
Malcolm.
Sorry, Malcolm. I walk up to Malcolm and go, back in the barn when all this was happening, we saw rats just kind of watching us the same way you saw them at the Carmody's. I think there's something bad going on up there.
Hmm.
Definitely. They had something to do with this.
Yeah, actually, he kind of freaks out at that point. He's I don't want anything to do with this anymore. This is affecting my family too much. I appreciate what you're doing here, but I'm just not getting involved. We gotta take care of our own. We gotta take care of Pete. And he wanders out. He runs off inside.
I fear for Mr. Rhodes, for Professor Rhodes at this point. We got to get out there at first thing and find out what's going on.
Yeah,
we got to get to the bottom of this.
Shouldn't we keep the people away from the black liquid? Is there any antiseptic around?
Yeah, they are pretty much. They are the people that were cleaning them up. They're full of this stuff.
Is there any Listerine anywhere? Yeah, I think I'll go.
I think there is. There is. But I think
we have plenty of the bourbon left to use if we need that.
I will speak to Edith and say, look, and tell her I think there's something wrong. That black liquid, it might be bad for people if they have any on it. They need to wash it off. Any antiseptic you have. Cheap dip would do.
Let's see if she takes that. Yeah, okay. She actually... her motherly instinct comes in, and yes, she does. Okay. Thank you, darling. I'll see what I can do. And she starts putting together a cleanser and water mixture, and tells everybody to wash up. She's not really paying attention to why, but she definitely
gave
is.
The measurements.
Yeah,
I will offer sort of womanly support and make a cup of tea and stuff. And
okay, go ahead and do a persuade or a charm. Do a charm or a fast talk.
Charm. Oh no, 76. That's a fail.
Oh, okay, yeah, she's really broken up. So she appreciates that you're trying to help her, but just she's beyond distraught here. So
yeah, so I try and talk to her and get everything to wash up properly and change their clothes. Try and keep their exposure minimized as much as possible.
Okay. Yeah, you're trying, but she's now just too much. She did get him to clean up, but she's kind of ignoring you and just doing things to keep busy to try to keep her brain in order.
Occupied.
Yeah. Okay. So it is probably about 4 in the morning now. Like I said, people are sorrowful and tired. you know, people are still working, trying to get that fence mended or do something to get the... So they'll lose the rest of the pigs in the pens. So is there anything else anybody else wants to do tonight?
Is the sun starting to rise about now?
It will soon. You know, probably, well, it's September, so I'd say it'll probably be an hour and a half, 2 hours before that, but...
Okay. Well, let's prepare to get going. We have things to do.
Can we figure out what started it all off? Like, what was Pete doing outside? Was what time did it all sort of kick off? Was
Yeah, what you do remember? We'll review since it was such a crazy time. And I don't know if you guys mentioned this, but both White Raven and Harriet, dreams. They both had the dreams about their mothers, and they were terrified.
They have not told us.
Right. So I don't know if I'm just bringing that up. So I don't know if they told each other, obviously. That's up to you guys. But aside from that, you guys woke up to the crazy screams of animals.
So we heard the animals screaming first. Mm-hmm. And then
finally, yeah. And then I think the first person that heard it was Jack, who heard the mumble or the faint yells of old Pete.
Old Pete.
Yeah.
So he's got a shack on site, hasn't he? So.
Yes, he does.
So he might have come out. I'll tell White Raven about the dream.
Okay.
Tell
me about your dream.
I had a dream. It was scary. My mother was nurse again. She seemed to be. It was very, very scary. And then she was calling out to me again. And then the animals started screaming. And did you have another? Did you have it again?
I had the same dream, Harriet.
I take it we can still hear that thumping noise as well.
Do we still hear that?
Yeah.
Yes, that has never gone away.
Did that increase just before the animals started screaming, or? Oh no, I'm asleep.
Yeah, you know what? Do a pow roll. Both of you can do a pow roll.
Oh no, 96, no.
Okay.
Here, I'll try it.
My headache has returned.
Fail.
Okay, so no, you didn't notice anything. If it did, then there was too much going on.
I had the same dream. I'm telling you, we got to go to those woods tomorrow morning and start getting to the bottom of this sunrise. I'm heading out.
I think we should.
You'll actually see me backing in the way, in the background.
I think we should tell the others about the dreams. It might be some kind of like early warning. If admittedly we have to be asleep for it to work, but
yeah, I'll tell everyone about the dream. I've got nothing to hide.
That's
okay.
Interesting. It's my reaction.
So are we all in the barn or in the house? Because I thought you both were.
Well, it's time passing, and we're just doing various bits and pieces. Cleaning up the debris.
I'm not cleaning up.
Well, I want to react to finding out that you had the dream.
Reginald's helping pack up the car.
The professor also dreamt of his mother. Or, well, maybe not dreamt, but at least he heard his mother.
He did dream of his mother.
Is this yeah. Del, is it?
No, it's not Del.
Elise?
Yes, it's Professor Halderson.
Yeah, so I was confused when it said he
dreamed. That's worrying.
So you see what I'm talking about now, Elise?
No, I don't.
I think you drank too much of the whiskey and the snake oil that Wallace sells, and
well, you
just
happen
to manifest the same dream because you read it in the book.
You dreamt of your mother?
I did not dream of my mother, no.
Who dreamt of their mother here?
I didn't.
Yeah, just probably outside, so.
Which is interesting, because you're the only ones who've been hearing those sounds.
Hmm. So are we still the only two who dreamt of our mothers?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm getting confused.
So you're getting a... you have some sort of connection here, obviously, so...
Yeah, whatever the professor had, you probably have it as well.
Listen, I'm a firm believer in the occult, but at this point, I see no evidence to support what you two are saying.
Well, also...
You see no evidence. What about these organisms in the water?
That's troubling to be sure, and the farm stock and what happened tonight is all troubling, but at the same time, it's... We don't know enough to talk about dreams and connections with the dreams. Our main thing is to find the professor. Henry's out there somewhere. He probably needs our help.
But Henry had these dreams as well.
Indeed.
And Henry, after he had these dreams, he found the cave.
Look, no matter what...
And then he disappeared.
Looks like we all have the same end goal. We want to find Professor Rhodes, and we want to figure out what's going on in this town. I'm going to those woods first thing in the morning.
I'm going to go along with you, but I think we need to be careful.
We should all stick together. We agreed we would first go into town, see what happened to the young man you sent to the comedies, and then go to this silly place that Wallace mentioned in his dream where he saw fire and stuff. And then if we don't find anything there, then we could decide what to do.
I'm worried there's something summoning you or something like that.
I'll still go through the town. It shouldn't take long. I don't want to stay there very long. I think we might be wasting our time at that.
I'm not sure how it's summoning us. It's the dreams are scary. They're unpleasant.
They're scary, and White Raven has had this premonition or whatever to go into some place in the forest.
Oh, I haven't had that. But was that in your dream?
Yes, actually, you recall nothing like that.
Maybe it'll come later for you. I mean, could vary like that.
Harriet looks somewhat paler. I'm not sure I would like that.
I don't think we'd like that for anyone here. But... We need to be prepared that something might be setting up a trap for us. We should still check out the forest, but we need to go in prepared.
I'll let you know if anything changes. And yes, I think you're right. We've got to get to the root of this.
Yeah.
Do we have any time at all to catch a little nap?
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to say it's probably 4:20. You got probably, I think somebody actually accurately said 6:30 about would be when the sun would come up. So,
I think after those events, I'm too wired. I'll probably be too wired to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Wait, Raven's going to try. He'll wake up when it starts getting light. He always does.
Okay.
Harry will offer to help around the farm.
I'll prepare some backpacks for us.
Okay, cool. All right.
Check the cars out.
Okay.
We have two vehicles still, as I recall.
Yes, two cars. So, okay, yeah. Did you want to do a mechanical repair or something? You're actually checking the condition?
I'm actually checking it out, sure.
All right.
Actually, let's spend like 30 minutes when it starts getting light, getting some breakfast.
Okay. Before that, Konkat Wampe, as you drift into sleep, you do have another dream. Once again, it's a another one you can sense that you're speaking to your ancestors, and it's another you're attracted to coming to the forest, and they're beckoning you to go there. They tell you that they're informing you of some sort of ceremony that you need to perform. And you do know you're looking at the moon when they're telling you this. So you do need to be there past sundown. So, okay. In addition, you can tell that if others help you in this, it enhances your power. I'm just not going to type this all out because I'm not very good on the IM, so I'm just going to put it out there as exposition here. The ceremony that they are wishing you to perform can be aided. And there is something specific, you know, I'll tell you that in personal here, but you do know the actions which you have to take in order to do this. One sec.
Is the vet guy still with us?
No, he left for Dunwich.
He left, did he?
Yeah, oh, he left. Yeah, he left before like dinner, so.
John Merritt. Okay. I just wonder if any of the other animals have got any symptoms of the flap nodules, etc.
Well, once it gets daybreak, we can check. So. Mm.
Because it'd be a bit worrying if the unaffected animals are still now going crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's, like I said, exposition there, just for Benjamin Wallace. He wakes, and the dream is clear. Oh. You saw, like, these, shadows of your ancestors talking to you about all of these things, and you noticed that it was not in English. It was in some ancient language that you understood.
Okay, I'm gonna. Is it light out now? Everybody's
it is.
Awake.
You wake up right at dawn, right when the sun breaks, and you feel refreshed and one with your ancestors.
All right, I'll walk out and Reginald did a little cooking in the Legionnaire, so Reginald agrees to make us some breakfast. I'll ask the Jarvies if they have any eggs and biscuits and stuff that we can cook.
Yeah, actually, you know what? She's already fast at work to make you some.
Oh, okay.
That's just, she's, once again, it's like a, trying to keep her life in balance. She's just doing her normal routine, and she looks just like in a trance as she's doing this. But she's, making eggs and bacon and pancakes.
All right, so I'm going to tell everyone that I need to talk to them, so everyone comes to the breakfast table.
Yeah,
okay. Even Dell.
I'll try to talk to them. Try to talk them into it, anyway. Everyone, listen. I had another dream when I took my nap.
Okay.
I saw myself. I think we've been brought here for a purpose.
Find the professor.
But I think I know how we can do it.
Okay.
I saw myself with my ancestors in the woods performing a ceremony at night. And it didn't seem to be evil. It seemed to be good. It seemed to be a way that we can see through the cloudiness that we have here, and the way that we can try to fight whatever this is that's causing problems in the land and find Professor Rhodes. But I need some help to perform this ceremony. I'm being honest with you. telling you what I've seen.
What kind of help do you need? It's not a sacrifice, is it?
Oh, I do. Is there a document or is there like?
When I'm saying that, my eyes just heading.
Like out of character, is there something? Is there something?
No. Right. Yeah. Actually, there's. There's nothing that's going to harm other people. There's no sacrifices or anything like that. You need to teach them the ceremonial chants and dance and that sort of thing. You have to dress them as there's going to be some sort of ceremonial painting and that sort of thing.
Okay, so I'll actually.
Oh, and taking of ceremonial herbs as well.
All right, so I take this buckskin out of my bag, and I unroll it, and I my eyes get wide when I look at it, and I'm like, oh, this was all incomplete, and obfuscated the last time I looked at it. Now it is all clear. Look, and I'll show them like.
Okay, you show it to them.
Take a look at the buckskin.
They see the buckskin in its original condition. As you're showing it, let me drop it in guys can see it.
Time I looked at this, it was I couldn't tell what was here.
It looks this.
Well, I haven't seen it before, so.
One sec. Exactly?
This is a buckskin that I've had all.
This is what I'm asking.
This buckskin I've carried with me for years, and I knew it was some part of my heritage, but you couldn't even see what was on it. It was all very faded, and only small little pieces of it were visible, like a little tree, or maybe looked like a hand from a person.
That is in the shared folder.
Yeah.
Now.
But now it looks complete now. This is amazing.
So, what do you see when you look at this?
I see.
It looks like a light bulb and lots of crow's feet and some wavy lines.
No, this is a ritual being performed.
All right.
By my ancestors, I believe, and they want us to perform this ritual to try to save the land. To try to fight whatever this evil is.
The thing is, your ancestors didn't have the best reputation.
No.
Now, well, I mean, I know history is written by the victors, but are you sure this is
actually
safe?
Hold on one second, guys. Hold on. Enough of this crazy Indian talk. Let's take a look at this skin for a second, and take a look at our overhead map. Does that line up the middle not look like perhaps the creek with the wavy lines could be the Miskatonic, the other things could be the forest?
Yes.
That's true.
And perhaps that X on top is where the cave might be?
This might be what happened to Mr. Rhodes.
A lot of where you're seeing, those are actually creases. Where it's been folded and the artwork has been. Yeah, just so you know.
I have a lot of anthropology and archaeology. Would I know what those wavy lines or those little marks might indicate from other cultures?
I would say just from your. Yes, you could definitely think that your deductions are correct, and that would be the Miskatonic and possibly the creek there.
Right, so perhaps we should follow the creek up north in the morning, as our original plan.
But where did you get this buckskin?
I've had it all my life. It was given to me by my grandmother and my father.
So this would have been passed down from the original Sciacook here.
This is what I think. I think Professor Rhodes may have stumbled on this. And the Carmody's don't want him to tell anyone about it. I think the Carmody's found him, and I I'm very worried for Professor Rhodes.
Yes. Well, let's get going there. And let's make sure to be on our watch. What exactly will the ceremony do?
I believe it will give me the power to stop whatever is happening here.
Yeah, but you don't know anything about what is actually happening?
How much do you want me to... how much do you want to reveal here, White Raven?
And remember, Del doesn't trust you.
Hold on, I need a little info here. Hold on.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, because then it's that first thing we got was they took captives away to sacrifice.
Now the Furious.
Yeah, it's not exactly a clean history record for his people.
And even the other tribes shunned them, so it might not just be white people going.
I'm not quite sure exactly what power I'm going to receive to help us with this, but they have told me that that they need to talk to me for this in my dream.
Okay.
I'm sure that's what the demons told you.
The demons are already causing havoc. How could it get any worse?
It could get a lot worse.
Yeah, there's plenty of ways this could get worse, but I'm going to place my trust in you, and let's hope that's not misplaced.
I'm not going to place my trust in you. So I will not be in this ritual.
Were these ancestors of yours, do you know if they were the elders, or did you recognize any of the names or anything?
No, I could only understand the language that they need to communicate with me.
And you know what?
I feel like bad things are going to happen if we don't do this. This is the feel I get.
Was the language your native tongue, or...?
No, the language is the ancient tongue of my ancestors.
His native tongue would be English, I suppose.
English and...
well, whatever the... Sikawawa.
Okay.
Pronounce it. Sikikuk.
Like, the more people that help me, the better chance of success. I can understand if you don't want to help me.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
It's not that we don't want to help you. The issue is we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it seems
bad things are happening already.
Yeah.
Let's discuss this on the way up. Let's discuss this on the way up the creek, shall we?
Yeah, at any rate, let's go there. I mean...
Well, we have to go at night, so we're going to be there early. We can check it out in the sunlight. You guys can make a determination. If it's where we think it is.
Yeah.
No, I think we need to go during the day just to know where we're going, because at night we're not going to be able to find anything.
Oh.
A lot of interference from somebody.
Yeah.
I think it's Darren.
I'm gonna do this alone without you guys if you don't want my help, but I could use your help.
Yeah, I'm going along.
Good luck.
Okay. Well, actually, I guess that's a question. Who's okay? Del is out. Anybody else?
I'm out. Harriet.
Harriet is out.
So you guys aren't even gonna go.
No, I thought as a group we're all going in the morning through the town and up the river, up the creek.
Okay. Sure.
I have no input on this crazy ritual at all, but that's all I'm committing to, is going to this place in the morning.
That's
Let's definitely go to the place in the morning, and then let's see where we stand.
Okay, cool. All right, breakfast before you go?
Yeah.
Not
I can't imagine she's going to make us breakfast after that hellacious night.
Oh, so she did.
We're at the breakfast table right now, so I'm not going to leave without eating.
Yeah, okay.
White Raven's...
I'll just have some oatmeal, I guess.
Okay, well, she's... what does she do? What does she have for you? Yeah, I guess she'd have that. She could put that together. Sure.
Grits.
If there's eggs and grits and bacon, I'll take that.
Yeah. They're awash with bacon at the moment.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
I will... Harriet's not going to eat. She's trying to ask Edith if she can borrow one of her sharper knives.
Yeah, go ahead and... how do you want to do it? You want to do a fast talk, or what do you...
I just want to ask her.
Okay.
I'm looking in the forest.
Yeah, you're going to have to use something. But I'll give you a bonus die.
Because
she's kind of out of it, so I'll give you a bonus die on whatever you use.
I slap her roughly around the face several times. Must persuade, yay.
Persuade.
So I've got no persuade, 18 for fast talk. 13.
She's dear. And she takes out
a fan of whittling.
Okay, let's see. She gives you a we'll say it's a steak knife of some sort and hands it off to you.
I promise to take care of it and return it.
She's not even paying attention. She kind of did it out of and just gave it to you. She's not really paying attention.
Reaction. Cool, cool.
So you have schnookered it.
So I'm now armed and dangerous.
Woo. Okay, so you guys have breakfast. Like I said, that probably was around 7, 8 o'clock, or 7, 7.30. You're good to go. So
let's go.
Okay, so what is your plan to get through town here? So let's, I'll switch our view here.
Nice.
All right, does everybody see everything here?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so you are at the Jarvis, out to the east here, and you're heading back into town. The dam in the woods, yep, that's pretty much it. That's where you need to be.
Right there.
Yeah. So in order to do that, you either have to go around the town and go through, or go through the town and follow the creek up.
Through the town, on the road. There's no reason for us not to.
Okay. No problem. So, so you start driving through. People are up and about. They're doing their chores and whatever. You drive on through, all packed up, and once again, you see Sprouts and sitting on the porch, same place, drinking whiskey. He kind of gives you a cheers thing, and hopefully he'll come over and talk to him. So he's kind of implying.
I'm going to look to White Raven for this.
Sorry, where are we?
That's okay.
The map.
That's okay. Sproutson is sitting on the porch, and he does a kind of a cheers thing with his tin cup. And it's kind of, and then he kind of beckons you over with the cup. So you're still driving. You could totally blow him off if you wanted to. You are stopping.
We'll stop. I'll talk to Dick.
So you pull up and pull over. Anybody else going up with White Raven?
Yes. Harry will.
Yeah. Sure.
If we're stopping, then.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody kind of waters up. And says, good morning, folks. How are you doing today? Hey, Dave, haven't seen you for a couple days. Just wondering how you're doing in town.
That's really weird because we met yesterday.
What? Okay, right. It was yesterday. Okay, sorry. He hadn't seen it. wondering how you're doing today. Sorry about that. Thought it was another day. Yes.
Hey, have you heard from Jed?
Jed. Jed?
The guy we sent off to talk to the Carmody's?
You sent somebody up to talk to the Carmody's? No, I don't know. Haven't heard anything about it.
He doesn't remember this?
No, that's the thing.
Oh, that was Baxter, sorry.
Right.
I thought we were going to Baxter's to...
No. This is Sproutson, the sheriff, the old sheriff.
Wait, where was... So, is he past Baxter's store or before it?
Yes, he's actually right... No, he's right here. Actually, you didn't see Baxter out, so this is what I'm designating.
Oh, I thought we were going to Baxter's store.
Oh, you know what? That's not true. That's absolutely not true. This is where he's at. He's in the middle of town.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, but it's early enough, the store might not be open.
Hey, there was something I didn't get to ask you about, Dick.
Mr. Raven.
We happened to see in your house. We saw your Arkham Police commendation.
Oh yeah, that's long ago, son. Long ago.
So you were on the Arkham Police Force.
Yeah, I was with them probably about 20 years. That was years ago, 10 years.
Were you on a beat, investigator behind a desk?
Basically, I was a beat cop out there. I'm from around these parts, so when I got done, I came back out to my home. So, yeah.
Did you see anything weird happen last night? Hear anything weird?
No, not me. No, it was a normal night for me.
And no calls from the farm we were at?
Calls from farm?
Well, someone died last night where we were at. I don't know if they've let you know or not.
No, no one's told me. That's too bad. Who passed away?
Give him the... Pete.
Pete? Oh, old Pete?
Yes.
He's been around forever.
I'm not sure about the details, because I was in the barn, but...
Oh, that's horrible.
Seemed pretty distraught, so...
I'm gonna have to go out there and give him my condolences. That's horrible to hear. Yeah.
Psychology roll? Is he taking this ridiculously well, or...?
He doesn't know they didn't pass calmly. I mean, old Pete was old, so he could have just passed through old age, but he didn't.
Yeah, but we implied Sheriff...
No, we didn't imply anything like that.
I think you did. We said...
If you want to go into the details, you can.
But we're talking to the lawman saying, did you not hear anything last night? Did anyone call last
night? That's true.
Someone died last night.
I think we just passed away. Oh, anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There was some... Should we...
I will fill him in on the terrible happenings of last night.
Yeah.
Ugh. Whoa. That sounds like a pretty fantastic night you had. Yeah. Whoa. Very strange.
Fantastic is not the word I would use, but yes.
I will do another psychology roll.
Yeah, I'd like to do one as well.
Okay.
75 out of 61, fail.
Yeah, he's just like, just looks quizzical. Like, that's fantastic. Like, maybe he doesn't believe you a bit.
Yeah.
He believes that people died. I mean, he believes that happened, but he's like, yeah.
Are you sure the animals were crazy? I'll ask him about also Widow Hawkins.
Oh, Widow Hawkins.
Has she turned up?
No.
These animals going on the rampage.
Animals on the no, no, I haven't seen her lately. I thought she had maybe gone on a trip to see her folks out east.
Mr. Merritt was worried about her, and he asked if we could see if she was around anywhere.
He's worried. Yeah.
There seems to be reason to be worried. I mean, things are going pretty weird here.
Oh yeah, but people always, you know, people travel. She hasn't been around for a while, but that's nothing to worry about. People go to see folk, you know, to see their kin out
to the east. Does she often go out east to see her folks?
No, but yeah, why should
and
I?
When
why
she
should
does,
I think?
Does she? No, I'm not accusing you of anything, but when she goes, does she usually tell anyone?
I don't know. Possibly. I guess you would have told
me. I will ask him if he would take me to her house, and then I'll check that out if you guys wanted to check something else out.
Why would I allow you to get into someone's personal domain, Missy?
No, just to knock on the door, see if she's there or not. If there's some confusion, if she's there. John Merritt thought she was still here, and you're thinking that she's not. Surely it'd be a good idea to find out if she is at home or not. So she may have fallen over and broke her leg or something, or her hip.
Don't you think we'd have heard that? I don't know.
You don't seem to have visited her.
Yeah, I visit her plenty. Don't you worry about that. But fine, let's go over there. Let's knock on the door and see what she. You know, she's not here. So he trumps off. Are you guys coming? So he starts walking towards the east side of the. There's a little shack right there, and it doesn't. You know, it looks just about as disheveled as everything else there. It's right on the edge of town. And he wanders up, and everybody going with him?
Well, yeah, for the knocking, sure, why not?
Dell will stay by the cars.
Okay.
Does someone want to go to Baxter's and...
Well, I'll ask him if... what time does Baxter's open? Usually.
I don't know. He opens when he wants to, about 8 a.m. maybe. I don't know. He might be there now. He might let you in. I don't know. Go talk to him.
Doesn't he live above the store?
Yeah.
Yeah, he lives in back. What do you think? We've got palaces around here? No, this is... he lives in his store. Obviously, he's a little perturbed at this point.
Hey. All right, I'll go to Baxter's.
We're all pretty perturbed right now.
So, okay. So, you're going to Baxter's. The other, who is going over to Widow Hawkins?
I am.
Harriet.
Okay. So, Harriet and Errol, the students, wander over to, the shack, and he walks up and bang, 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 bang. Widow Hawkins, you there? Bang, 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 bang. And he, like, pulls on the door. It's locked, as well as it would be.
These are country folk. They never lock the doors.
Well, maybe if they're going away, I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's a myth.
So, it's not opening. So he's like, see, she's not here. Bang, 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 bang. Nobody's here.
Harriet will try and look through a window.
Okay. Go ahead and take a look. Do a spot hidden.
I pass by two.
Okay. Pass by two. Yeah, you don't really see anything. Let me see here. So you wander over and put in...
So it's just like a little shack.
Yeah, you don't see something. There's really nothing... out of ordinary. You pass by two? Yeah, you just see that, you know, her it just looks normal. Like her, you see some stuff around as in normal use. Yeah, I mean, it looks so fine.
So is it just like living room I can see?
Yeah, pretty much it's a one-room shack. You can see a bed in a corner. You can see a stove. Let's see, table, chairs. But you're not seeing anything that would look out of the ordinary.
I think what would an old lady take with her? Is there any male or
Spanish? Okay, at that point, he's like, "What are you doing?" And he yanks your arm away from the window. This is personal.
Oh, well, yeah. I think he's acting weird himself. But do I? Character, no. God damn it, 97. No.
He pulls you away and says, "Missy, yeah, this is someone's personal domicile, and you do not belong here. I don't know what you're trying to do here. I don't know what's gotten the fire under your butt, but this is
I don't
this has got to end."
Fire under my butt, and then language in front of the lady. I'm here because Mr. Merritt is concerned, and you don't seem to know. She's
well, I have allayed Mr. Merritt's concerns, and I have told him she is probably away with folks. I don't know.
Probably that's the problem. Probably we don't know.
What am I supposed to do? Break into her home? I am not going to do that.
No, I'm not.
Do you have a key to her home?
No.
You are neighbors, after all.
Why would I have a key to her home? Of course not.
Well, you are neighbors. I mean, okay. Well, just asking. I mean, if she were away for a long time, somebody needs to water the plants or something.
Does she have a cat?
She didn't tell me.
No.
She doesn't have a cat. What? You folks sure do know how to bug people.
No, we're fine. We've not. She looks like she's gone. That's fine. I can tell Mr. Merritt next time we see him that we've checked.
Yep.
No.
That you've wasted my time for the day, can I please go back to my business?
Sure.
Oh no. Wait.
Thanks for your help.
Sure. And he wanders away, and as he's looking back, he looks back at you expectantly. He's like, "You're not going in there. Get over here."
No.
This is a personal domicile. Okay. So he's making very sure that you're... There you go. So he's making very sure that you're following him as he walks over there.
I will turn to Errol and say, "I suppose we could always check with Baxter if she's collecting letters or something, I suppose, but it looks like she's gone."
Yeah. I mean, it's not unreasonable that she's not there. It's just that's... Why wouldn't she have told anyone? I mean, I suppose she could have told Baxter. So let's ask him.
Yeah, she must have canceled a grocery order or something.
Okay. Well, yeah. While you're doing that, let's go back to the guys that are in Baxter's store. And what are you doing at this point?
Is Baxter here? At the store?
Sorry. Yeah, you can knock. Go ahead.
I'll knock if it's not open.
Okay. It is not open. Let's see. Yeah, no response.
Bang a little louder. Yell out, "Baxter!"
Yeah. He, you hear, you see... Oh, actually, are you looking in the window? I mean, yeah,
Nate.
You can see this.
I guess his name's Nate. Nathaniel Nate.
Yeah, Nathaniel Baxter. He does not have any, you know, he doesn't have the shades down or anything. You can see him rush out. He's like, trying to muss his hair so it's not all messed up, and he's buttoning his shirt up, and he wanders up to the door and goes, "Good morning, folks. We're not open yet. Can I help you?"
"Hey, Nathaniel, how you doing?"
Good morning.
Benjamin.
Yeah, hi, Benjamin. Thanks for coming out.
Hey, have you heard from Jed?
No, nothing since last night. You know, he might have gone off and been drinking. You did give him that fine bottle of liquor. Let's have you gone over there this morning?
Yeah, we went by his house last night. We didn't see him.
Yeah, I was with you. So okay, no, I mean,
maybe we could go check.
Yeah, watch go check on him. I don't know.
We'll go check on him. I'll start walking over to Jeff's shack. Okay.
Well, we'll be open about a half hour if you need anything. We're happy to help you.
Yeah, thanks, Nate. Sorry to wake you up.
Oh no, I'm getting ready. I just not presentable at this time. So thank you for coming by. Great to see you. So, and then he shuts it up and he runs back and completes his daily cleansing ritual. Okay.
I think Jack came with me to the.
I was out by the car, so
okay.
Pretty much just waiting.
Oh, so, no one came with me.
So you guys kind of you hear the bickering over by the widow's house, and you see Sprouts is stomping back to his front porch.
Okay.
All of you do.
Yeah. That's weird.
I'm gonna just walk over to Jeb's shack and see if he's there.
Okay. So you start knocking.
Is it right there next to everything else?
We'll say it's back here somewhere. You know, it's just a nondescript shed way back there.
Okay.
To the northeast. Yeah. So, you start knocking, and still no answer.
I'll go back over to the...
People are looking at you as you wander by, too.
I'll go back.
How many more people are there in this town? I mean, it's not that big a town.
There's probably about 15 people.
Okay.
I'll walk back over to Dick. And tell him that we're a little worried about Jed as well. He hasn't showed back up.
Oh, Mr. Detective, you're worried about Jed, too. What, do you guys just invent trouble wherever you go? Is this what happens?
I don't think Jed had to invent what happened at that barn last night. Barn.
Yeah, but life happens, son. What do you think is going on here? You guys, I don't know where you guys come out here, and you start rustling up problems. What? I don't understand.
Can I make a?
I'm gonna psych roll this guy.
Well,
sure.
It's okay. Not that big, yeah.
Yeah, I passed 38 out of 62 psych.
Yeah, he's definitely trying to change the subject and quit bothering him.
It's so, that people are going missing here for no apparent reason.
You don't care about this?
People go on benders. What am I supposed to do about it?
Professor should probably didn't go on a bender. I mean, he just plain disappeared.
Yeah, he disappeared months ago. How am I supposed to know about this?
How many other people have disappeared in the last 10 years?
Couple, maybe. But not often.
Right, and now there's 3 people missing.
Oh, 3 out of 15.
Jed likes to drink. What do you want? Who else is missing? There's 2 people missing. So the widow went off on a trip. She's not missing.
We think she went off on a trip.
Yes.
We don't know.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Write her in-laws and see how she's doing? I can't find her. There's no reason.
How long has she been missing, by the way?
She's been gone about a month, I guess.
And how long are her trips usually?
She's an old lady. She's got lots of kin. Why would she not take an extended trip to go see her family? She doesn't have much longer in this world.
Look, I'm not blaming you for not having done anything, but I don't think it's unreasonable to write to her in-laws to find out if she's been there. I mean, she's been gone for a month.
If I knew who her in-laws were, I would. I don't know this. We don't. I mean, I know Widow Hawkins. I don't know the addresses of all of her kin.
Can I make a first aid roll to see if he's got any of the black blemishes?
Sure.
Or maybe spot hidden. 21, which is a pass.
Okay, yeah, you're seeing, he keeps his shirts clean, but, you can see that there is a mark around his armpit.
Can I make an idea roll to see if I remember seeing it last time? Or was that too wet cannon?
Yeah, you can do that. Oh, you wouldn't see it last time, so no. Yeah, not really.
Okay. Whoever's next to me, I'll whisper and sort of look under his armpit. I don't know why I'm whispering in real life, but yeah.
Okay, folks, are we done here? You're really taking up my time. I got things to do. Responsibilities.
Who heard him say something about the armpit?
Who was next to me? I'm not sure who's next to me, but
that would probably have been me, I suppose. Yeah,
right.
I suppose I see it as well. Well, if you're busy, you should probably attend to whatever you were doing. I mean, it's just we're concerned, and maybe you should be too. That's all we're saying.
Is he drinking?
He was
when we pulled up again.
Well, absolutely,
it was. It's the moonshine, not coffee. I don't think it was. He's drinking alcohol, was he?
Yes, he was. You can tell that his normal thing is to sit there and drink whiskey in his cup.
God, it's early in the day. Okay. Yeah, so Harry will make a note of that and mentally. So what did you guys find out at the store? Oh, no, we're ending-ish. Yes, time.
Shut this down soon, go ahead and play out for. We'll, try to tie up what we have here, and then I guess we'll pick up next time.
Okay.
Then.
So like I said, the guy's he's trying to brush you off. He's sitting on his porch, and he does take a big. He takes the bottle off the porch and just. Starts pouring almost to the brim of his tin cup and sits down, and then he takes his rifle and sets it right next to him with a bang.
It's a little...
A bang as in knocking, or a bang as in it goes off accidentally?
No. Bang as in hitting the ground and being indignant. No. Yeah.
Are we getting that smell again? That kind of rotten apple?
Oh, yeah, no, you're constantly smelling that. That's everywhere. That. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's everywhere in the town. It permeates the entire town.
The last question I'll ask will be, I'm terribly sorry, but who was the widow close to, Hawkins, in town?
Okay, yeah, at this point, you need to do something. You're talking to Sproutson?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
I will
he's,
charm him.
He's shutting down. So you need to do.
Can I charm? I'm buttoning.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard charm. I think you guys have thoroughly annoyed him.
Pushed it. Yeah. I'll show him Stankle. That's hard is 22 then. Oh, blast 31. No.
Yeah.
Spend luck.
He just he stares at you as he drinks.
I will spend the luck to make it the 22.
Let's advise that you don't spend the luck. I don't think it's worth it. you know that. No, I'm just I'm going to don't spend the luck. That's
okay.
He really from what you he does not know. He does not care. You're not going to get any information from him about that.
Yeah.
And he's pissed and he's drinking.
He's drinking at 8 o'clock in the morning?
He is, absolutely.
That whiskey's good stuff. Makes you feel better. Yeah.
Okay. So
he's an ex-cop. I don't think it's a good idea to mess with this guy.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your time, anyway, Mr. Sprout.
He's totally ignoring you now. He's just he looks away.
That's perfectly fine.
He's pretty upset. So
I'm thanking him.
No, and it's perfectly within. Yep, I'm just. This is his demeanor to you now. He's a pissed off old man that has just been jabbed at, and he's tired of dealing with the youngins here. So is there anything else that you guys would like to do before we wrap up here?
I will just comment on his change of demeanor because he seemed fairly last time we saw him, didn't he?
Yes,
and that he's got this thing under his armpit.
Yeah, he's definitely.
What thing under his armpit?
Yeah, he's got.
He seemed to have one of those kind of black nodules there, Sank. Or
no, no, he's had his shirts. He's keeping them clean, but he does have a black mark underneath his armpit. So you suspect he might have some of the taint here.
Things are going bad quick, guys.
Yeah.
Quick, we must sacrifice the Native American. Only his blood can save us.
I like that idea.
I think we're running out of time.
Well, let's get over to, you know, where we were planning to and kind of...
Yeah.
Since everything's leading towards that, at least for more answers, let's just head off that way and see what we can find.
Okay.
Agreed.
Cool.
If you could
All right.
The woods to...
Off to the woods next time. All right. Well, we will close out there. Sorry, I didn't have an exciting finish for us there. But we'll pick it up. Actually, I hate to say it, but this is probably going to send us out to another session as well. We'll see how it goes, obviously. That was a lot less than I thought we'd get. So we'll. But if you guys are having fun, I'm okay with it.
Yep.
So okay,
yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of fun, yeah.
We're leaving it with a lot of tension, so.
Okay, sweet. Awesome. All I'm glad you guys are having a good time. And thanks for playing, and I guess we will we'll pick it up next time.
A special thanks to Paul Fricker, Scott Dorward, and Matthew Sanderson, creators of the Good Friends of Jackson Elias podcast, for their voice talents provided for the audio handouts within this recording. Be sure to check out their excellent Call of Cthulhu and horror genre podcast. Visit the Good Friends at their website, www.blasphemoustomes.com. All music within this recording graciously composed and performed by Walkathon. In the next episode of Blackwater Creek, an ancient rite is imparted. A miraculous recovery creates a fervent believer, and the mysteries out of Black Creek Wood challenge the investigator's well-being. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time in Blackwater Creek.